The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian. By Neeraj C. Chowdhury. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a 1951 autobiography by Neeraj C. Chowdhury. It is a memoir of his life, from his childhood in a small village in Bengal to his adulthood in Calcutta and London. The book is divided into three parts, each of which covers a different period of his life. The first part of the book covers Chowdhury's childhood and early education in Bengal. He recounts his experiences growing up in a traditional Hindu family, and his struggles to reconcile his traditional upbringing with the modern world. He also describes his experiences with the British Raj, and his encounters with British culture and education. The second part of the book covers Chowdhury's time in Calcutta, where he studied English literature and worked as a journalist. He recounts his experiences with the Bengali intelligentsia, and his encounters with the Indian independence movement. He also describes his travels to other parts of India, and his encounters with different cultures and religions. The third part of the book covers Chowdhury's time in London, where he studied at the School of Oriental and African Studies. He recounts his experiences with the British academic world, and his encounters with the Indian diaspora in London. He also describes his travels to other parts of Europe, and his encounters with different cultures and religions. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a fascinating and insightful look into the life of a man who lived through a period of great change in India. It is a vivid and detailed account of Chowdhury's life, and his struggles to reconcile his traditional upbringing with the modern world. It is an important work of Indian literature, and a must-read for anyone interested in Indian history and culture. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a memoir of Neeraj C. Chowdhury's life in India during the British Raj. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a memoir of Neeraj C. Chowdhury's life in India during the British Raj, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a memoir of Neeraj C. Chowdhury's life in India during the British Raj. It is a unique and personal account of the country's history and culture during this period, as seen through the eyes of a man who lived through it. Chowdhury's memoir is a vivid and detailed description of the people, places, and events that shaped his life and the lives of those around him. He recounts his experiences of growing up in a small village in Bengal, his education in Calcutta, and his travels throughout India. He also provides insight into the political and social changes that occurred during the Raj, and how they affected the lives of ordinary Indians. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is an invaluable source of information about India during this period, and a fascinating look at the life of one man. Main idea number 2. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on his life and the changes he has seen in India over the years. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on Neeraj C. Chowdhury's life and the changes he has seen in India over the years, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a memoir written by Neeraj C. Chowdhury, a renowned Indian writer and scholar. In this book, Chowdhury reflects on his life and the changes he has seen in India over the years. He provides insight into the country's history and culture, and his own personal experiences. He discusses the impact of colonialism on India, the rise of Indian nationalism, and the emergence of modern India. He also reflects on the changes in Indian society, such as the rise of the middle class, the growth of cities, and the emergence of new technologies. Through his memoir, Chowdhury offers a unique perspective on India's past, present, and future. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful reflection on the changes he has seen in India over the years. He provides a vivid account of the country's history and culture, and his own personal experiences. He discusses the impact of colonialism on India, the rise of Indian nationalism, and the emergence of modern India. He also reflects on the changes in Indian society, such as the rise of the middle class, the growth of cities, and the emergence of new technologies. Through his memoir, Chowdhury offers a unique perspective on India's past, present, and future. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is an important work of literature that provides insight into the history and culture of India. It is a powerful reflection on the changes Chowdhury has seen in India over the years, and his own personal experiences. Through his memoir, Chowdhury offers a unique perspective on India's past, present, and future. Main idea number 3. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the British Raj and its effects on India. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the British Raj and its effects on India, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the British Raj and its effects on India. Through his personal narrative, Chowdhury provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. He paints a vivid picture of the oppressive and exploitative nature of British rule and the devastating impact it had on Indian society. He also highlights the ways in which the British Raj was able to maintain its power and control over the Indian people, and the ways in which the Indian people were able to resist and fight back against it. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the literature on the British Raj and its effects on India, and provides an invaluable insight into the country's history and culture during this period. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the British Raj and its effects on India. He paints a vivid picture of the oppressive and exploitative nature of British rule and the devastating impact it had on Indian society. He also highlights the ways in which the British Raj was able to maintain its power and control over the Indian people, and the ways in which the Indian people were able to resist and fight back against it. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the literature on the British Raj and its effects on India, and provides an invaluable insight into the country's history and culture during this period. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the British Raj and its effects on India. He provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, and highlights the ways in which the British Raj was able to maintain its power and control over the Indian people, and the ways in which the Indian people were able to resist and fight back against it. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the literature on the British Raj and its effects on India, and provides an invaluable insight into the country's history and culture during this period. Main idea number 4. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian caste system and its effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian caste system and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian caste system and its effects on society. Through his personal experiences, Chowdhury provides insight into the country's history and culture. He examines the caste system and its implications for social mobility, economic opportunity, and political power. He also looks at the impact of colonialism on Indian society, and how it has shaped the country's identity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of India's past and present, and its implications for the future. Chowdhury's memoir is an exploration of the Indian caste system and its effects on society. He examines the various aspects of the caste system, including its origins, its impact on social mobility, and its implications for economic opportunity and political power. He also looks at the impact of colonialism on Indian society, and how it has shaped the country's identity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of India's past and present, and its implications for the future. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian caste system and its effects on society. He provides an in-depth analysis of the caste system and its implications for social mobility, economic opportunity, and political power. He also looks at the impact of colonialism on Indian society, and how it has shaped the country's identity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of India's past and present, and its implications for the future. Main idea number 5. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian education system and its effects on society. Idea summary. The autobiography of an unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian education system and its effects on society, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian education system and its effects on society. Chowdhury's memoir provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, as he recounts his own experiences with the education system. He paints a vivid picture of the oppressive and hierarchical nature of the system, and how it has shaped the lives of generations of Indians. He also examines the impact of colonialism on the education system, and how it has perpetuated inequality and injustice. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian education system and its effects on society, and is essential reading for anyone interested in the history and culture of India. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the Indian education system and its effects on society. He argues that the system has been used to perpetuate inequality and injustice, and has failed to provide a quality education to the majority of Indians. He also highlights the lack of access to education for the lower classes, and how this has resulted in a lack of opportunity and social mobility. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian education system and its effects on society, and is essential reading for anyone interested in the history and culture of India. Main idea number 6. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian independence movement and its effects on the country. Idea summary. The autobiography of an unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian independence movement and its effects on the country, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian independence movement and its effects on the country. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides an intimate look into the history and culture of India, from the pre-independence era to the present day. He recounts his own experiences of growing up in India during the tumultuous period of the independence struggle, and how it shaped his life and the lives of those around him. He also reflects on the changes that have taken place in India since independence, and the challenges that the country still faces today. By exploring the personal and political aspects of India's history, Chowdhury's memoir provides a unique and insightful look into the country's past and present. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful reminder of the struggles and sacrifices that were made in the fight for Indian independence. He recounts the stories of those who fought for freedom, and the courage and resilience of the Indian people in the face of adversity. He also reflects on the legacy of the independence movement, and how it has shaped the country's identity and culture. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides a vivid and moving account of India's history and its people, and a powerful reminder of the importance of the independence struggle. Main idea number 7. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian government and its effects on the country. Idea summary. The autobiography of an unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian government and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian government and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, as he recounts his own experiences and observations of the Indian government's policies and their consequences. He paints a vivid picture of the poverty, inequality, and injustice that were rampant in India during this time, and how the government's policies and actions only served to exacerbate these issues. He also highlights the lack of progress in the country, and how the government's policies have failed to bring about any meaningful change. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the Indian government and its policies, and a call to action for the people of India to take a stand against the injustices they face. Main idea number 8. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian culture and its effects on society. Idea summary. The autobiography of an unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian culture and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The autobiography of an unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian culture and its effects on society. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides an in-depth look into the history and culture of India, exploring the various aspects of the country's culture and how it has shaped the lives of its people. He examines the various religions, customs, and traditions that have been passed down through generations, and how they have impacted the way people live their lives. He also looks at the various social and political issues that have arisen in India, and how they have affected the country's development. In addition, Chowdhury provides a unique perspective on the Indian identity, and how it has been shaped by the country's culture and history. Through his memoir, Chowdhury offers a unique insight into the Indian culture and its effects on society. Main idea number 9. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian economy and its effects on the country. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian economy and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian economy and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, as he recounts his own experiences and observations of the Indian economy. He paints a vivid picture of the poverty and inequality that plagued the country, and the lack of economic opportunities available to the majority of the population. He also highlights the corruption and mismanagement of resources that were rampant in the country, and the lack of investment in infrastructure and education. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the Indian economy and its effects on the country, and a call to action for the government to take steps to improve the lives of its citizens. Main idea number 10. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian religion and its effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian religion and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian religion and its effects on society. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides an in-depth look into the history and culture of India, exploring the various religious beliefs and practices that have shaped the country. He examines the role of religion in Indian society, from its influence on politics and economics to its impact on social and cultural norms. He also looks at the ways in which religion has been used to oppress and marginalize certain groups, as well as how it has been used to promote social justice and equality. In addition, Chowdhury examines the role of religion in the development of Indian literature, art, and music, and how it has shaped the country's identity. By providing an intimate look into the Indian religion and its effects on society, Chowdhury's memoir offers a unique and valuable perspective on the history and culture of India. Main idea number 11. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian political system and its effects on the country. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian political system and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian political system and its effects on the country. Through his personal experiences and observations, Chowdhury paints a vivid picture of the country during the period of British rule and the subsequent independence of India. He examines the impact of colonialism on the country, the rise of nationalism, and the effects of the caste system on Indian society. He also looks at the role of religion in politics and the consequences of the partition of India. Chowdhury's memoir is an insightful and thought-provoking exploration of the Indian political system and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. He provides an in-depth analysis of the various political and social forces that shaped India during this time. He examines the role of the British Raj in India, the emergence of Indian nationalism, and the effects of the caste system on Indian society. He also looks at the role of religion in politics and the consequences of the partition of India. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian political system and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the Indian political system and its effects on the country. Through his personal experiences and observations, Chowdhury provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. He examines the impact of colonialism on the country, the rise of nationalism, and the effects of the caste system on Indian society. He also looks at the role of religion in politics and the consequences of the partition of India. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian political system and its effects on the country. Main idea number 12. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian language and its effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian language and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian language and its effects on society. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides insight into the country's history and culture, exploring the nuances of the Indian language and its impact on the nation. He examines the role of language in the formation of Indian identity and how it has shaped the country's social, political, and economic landscape. He also looks at the influence of language on the development of literature, art, and music. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful exploration of the Indian language and its effects on society, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian language and its effects on society. He examines the role of language in the formation of Indian identity and how it has shaped the country's social, political, and economic landscape. He also looks at the influence of language on the development of literature, art, and music. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture, and offers an insightful look into the nuances of the Indian language and its impact on the nation. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is an important reflection on the Indian language and its effects on society, and a must-read for anyone interested in the country's history and culture. Main idea number 13. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian social structure and its effects on the country. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian social structure and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian social structure and its effects on the country. Through his personal experiences and observations, Chowdhury paints a vivid picture of the Indian society of the time, highlighting the inequalities and injustices that were rampant in the country. He also examines the impact of colonialism on the Indian people and how it shaped the country's culture and politics. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of India's history and culture, and provides a unique perspective on the country's struggles and successes during this period. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the Indian social structure and its effects on the country. He examines the caste system and how it perpetuates inequality and injustice. He also looks at the impact of colonialism on the Indian people and how it has shaped the country's culture and politics. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of India's history and culture, and provides a unique perspective on the country's struggles and successes during this period. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the Indian social structure and its effects on the country. He examines the caste system and how it perpetuates inequality and injustice. He also looks at the impact of colonialism on the Indian people and how it has shaped the country's culture and politics. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of India's history and culture, and provides a unique perspective on the country's struggles and successes during this period. Main idea number 14. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian customs and traditions and their effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian customs and traditions and their effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a memoir that reflects on the Indian customs and traditions and their effects on society. Through his personal experiences, Chowdhury provides insight into the country's history and culture, exploring the impact of colonialism, the caste system, and the changing role of women in Indian society. He also examines the effects of modernization on traditional values and beliefs, and the challenges of adapting to a rapidly changing world. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique and valuable look into the past and present of India, offering a glimpse into the lives of its people and the struggles they face. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful and thought-provoking exploration of Indian culture and its effects on society. He examines the effects of colonialism on Indian society, and the impact of the caste system on the lives of those living in poverty. He also looks at the changing role of women in Indian society, and the challenges they face in a rapidly modernizing world. Chowdhury's memoir is an important and insightful look into the history and culture of India, providing readers with a unique perspective on the country's past and present. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is an important and valuable reflection on the Indian customs and traditions and their effects on society. Through his personal experiences, Chowdhury provides insight into the country's history and culture, exploring the impact of colonialism, the caste system, and the changing role of women in Indian society. His memoir is a unique and valuable look into the past and present of India, offering a glimpse into the lives of its people and the struggles they face. Main idea number 15. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian legal system and its effects on the country. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian legal system and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian legal system and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, as he recounts his own experiences with the legal system. He paints a vivid picture of the injustices and inequalities that were rampant in the Indian legal system, and how these injustices affected the lives of ordinary people. He also examines the role of the British in the Indian legal system, and how their presence and influence shaped the system. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian legal system and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the Indian legal system and its effects on the country. He recounts his own experiences with the legal system, and how it failed to provide justice to the people. He also examines the role of the British in the Indian legal system, and how their presence and influence shaped the system. He paints a vivid picture of the injustices and inequalities that were rampant in the Indian legal system, and how these injustices affected the lives of ordinary people. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian legal system and its effects on the country. Main idea number 16. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian family structure and its effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian family structure and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian family structure and its effects on society. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides an intimate look into the lives of Indian families and how they have shaped the country's history and culture. He examines the traditional roles of men and women, the importance of family honor, and the impact of religion on the family structure. He also looks at the changing dynamics of the family structure in modern India, and how it has been affected by the country's economic and social development. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique and insightful look into the Indian family structure and its effects on society. Chowdhury's memoir is a personal account of his own life and experiences, as well as those of his family and friends. He recounts stories of his childhood, his education, and his career, and how these experiences shaped his views on the Indian family structure. He also reflects on the changes he has seen in the family structure over the years, and how it has been affected by the country's economic and social development. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides an intimate look into the lives of Indian families and how they have shaped the country's history and culture. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of the Indian family structure and its effects on society. It provides an insightful look into the traditional roles of men and women, the importance of family honor, and the impact of religion on the family structure. It also examines the changing dynamics of the family structure in modern India and how it has been affected by the country's economic and social development. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique and insightful look into the Indian family structure and its effects on society. Main idea number 17. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country. Chowdhury's memoir provides a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, and he paints a vivid picture of the media's role in shaping the nation's identity. He argues that the media has been used to propagate a false sense of national pride and unity, while simultaneously ignoring the real issues facing the country. He also highlights the media's tendency to sensationalize news and events, and its failure to provide an accurate representation of the country's diversity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important reminder of the power of the media and its potential to shape public opinion and discourse. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful indictment of the Indian media and its effects on the country. He argues that the media has been used to propagate a false sense of national pride and unity, while simultaneously ignoring the real issues facing the country. He also highlights the media's tendency to sensationalize news and events, and its failure to provide an accurate representation of the country's diversity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important reminder of the power of the media and its potential to shape public opinion and discourse. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country. He argues that the media has been used to propagate a false sense of national pride and unity, while simultaneously ignoring the real issues facing the country. He also highlights the media's tendency to sensationalize news and events, and its failure to provide an accurate representation of the country's diversity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important reminder of the power of the media and its potential to shape public opinion and discourse. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country. He argues that the media has been used to propagate a false sense of national pride and unity, while simultaneously ignoring the real issues facing the country. He also highlights the media's tendency to sensationalize news and events, and its failure to provide an accurate representation of the country's diversity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important reminder of the power of the media and its potential to shape public opinion and discourse. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country. He argues that the media has been used to propagate a false sense of national pride and unity, while simultaneously ignoring the real issues facing the country. He also highlights the media's tendency to sensationalize news and events, and its failure to provide an accurate representation of the country's diversity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important reminder of the power of the media and its potential to shape public opinion and discourse. Chowdhury's memoir is a powerful critique of the Indian media and its effects on the country. He argues that the media has been used to propagate a false sense of national pride and unity, while simultaneously ignoring the real issues facing the country. He also highlights the media's tendency to sensationalize news and events, and its failure to provide an accurate representation of the country's diversity. Chowdhury's memoir is an important reminder of the power of the media and its potential to shape public opinion and discourse. Main idea number 18. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian art and its effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian art and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian art and its effects on society. Through his memoir, Chowdhury provides an in-depth look into the history and culture of India, exploring the various forms of art that have shaped the country. He examines the impact of Indian art on the nation's social and political landscape, as well as its influence on the development of Indian literature, music, and other forms of art. Chowdhury also delves into the spiritual aspects of Indian art, exploring the ways in which it has been used to express religious beliefs and values. In doing so, he provides a unique perspective on the history and culture of India, and how it has been shaped by its art. Chowdhury's memoir is an important contribution to the understanding of Indian art and its effects on society. Through his exploration of the various forms of art, he provides insight into the country's history and culture, and how it has been shaped by its art. He also examines the spiritual aspects of Indian art, and how it has been used to express religious beliefs and values. By providing an in-depth look into the history and culture of India, Chowdhury's memoir is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about the country and its art. Main idea number 19. Chowdhury's memoir is a critique of the Indian healthcare system and its effects on the country. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a critique of the Indian healthcare system and its effects on the country, providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a powerful critique of the Indian healthcare system and its effects on the country. Through his personal experiences and observations, Chowdhury paints a vivid picture of the state of healthcare in India during the early 20th century. He highlights the lack of access to medical care, the prevalence of preventable diseases, and the inadequate resources available to those in need. He also examines the cultural and social implications of the healthcare system, such as the stigma associated with seeking medical help and the lack of education about health and hygiene. By providing a unique perspective on the country's history and culture during this period, Chowdhury's memoir serves as a powerful reminder of the need for reform in the Indian healthcare system. Main idea number 20. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian economy and its effects on society. Idea summary: The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian is a reflection on the Indian economy and its effects on society, providing insight into the country's history and culture. The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian by Neeraj C. Chowdhury is a reflection on the Indian economy and its effects on society. Through his personal experiences, Chowdhury provides insight into the country's history and culture, and how the Indian economy has shaped the lives of its citizens. He examines the impact of colonialism, the rise of industrialization, and the effects of globalization on the Indian economy. He also looks at the role of the government in the economy, and how it has affected the lives of the people. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique and powerful look at the Indian economy and its effects on society. Chowdhury's memoir is an exploration of the Indian economy and its effects on society. He examines the impact of colonialism, the rise of industrialization, and the effects of globalization on the Indian economy. He looks at the role of the government in the economy, and how it has affected the lives of the people. He also looks at the effects of poverty, inequality, and corruption on the Indian economy. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique and powerful look at the Indian economy and its effects on society. Chowdhury's memoir is a reflection on the Indian economy and its effects on society. He examines the impact of colonialism, the rise of industrialization, and the effects of globalization on the Indian economy. He looks at the role of the government in the economy, and how it has affected the lives of the people. He also looks at the effects of poverty, inequality, and corruption on the Indian economy. Chowdhury's memoir is a unique and powerful look at the Indian economy and its effects on society.